It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security.
Hey, welcome back to the National Security Hour. You're on America Out Loud Talk Radio, AmericaOutloud.news on iHeartRadio, where you come to hear the voice of freedom, the out loud truth. On America Out Loud today, the National Security Hour at 8 p.m. Eastern every Monday, your guest and host will be Dr. Michael Scioia and Colonel Mike, military and intel experts on the National Security Hour. And America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on iHeartRadio Network. You can also listen to them on a media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, and Alexa. That's AAA. We stream 24/7, and now you can hear them on the podcast on the same apps. So all of our shows on AmericaOutloud.news typically go to podcast 1 or 2 days after the broadcast is heard live on talk radio. You could hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, and iHeart Podcast, and many, many more. Be sure to subscribe and rate our show on Apple Podcasts for us. It's great because we get stats. And thank you, Apple, for doing that. And be sure to make AmericaOutloud.news, and this is real deal now, your daily stop for the latest news and happenings. We all must do our part and share the stories, the articles, and the videos. Now, if you are new to the show or you're new to AmericaOutloud.news, check it out in the morning. Check it out at night. It's 24/7. There's a lot of people that write good stuff. There's new shows, too, by the way, and new hours. Like ours is 8 o'clock now, right? 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So you want to go there, like in the morning. You know, you're having your coffee. You turn on the laptop, whatever, tablet. Say, hey, what's happening? AmericaOutloud.news. Boom, there you go. All right? So you can find more about our show and get all the latest podcasts if you go to the menu nav bar at AmericaOutloud.news under our show or schedule. So you really scroll down, you see these panels, you know, the logos, and you'll see our show. It's the red one with the big magnifying glass. Once you do that, you'll be in the know. All right? So we want you to go to AmericaOutloud.news. I love saying it. By the way, we're on Monday every week, 8 p.m. And then there's four other shows on the National Security Hour, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? That makes it five. One, two, three, four, five. Yes. And then if you missed it, in case you missed it, we have a killer show on Sunday, which Malcolm does. It's called Viewpoint. And you don't want to be on any of those monkey shows in the morning. You know, the Democrats put everybody, you get the rhinos on there as a guest, right? You get a rhino guest on there. Now, you don't want to do that. Okay, so go to Viewpoint Sunday. It's on at 10, replays at 6. Alrighty, and let me introduce my co-host with the most, Dr. Michael Scioia, New York Times bestselling author. Can I say that again? Absolutely. New York Times bestselling author. And you know what? Really, I'm not joking. His books are selling now more than ever. All right, so I just want you to know that. Jim, just putting it out there. It's Dr. Michael Scioia. So I want to welcome the co-host to the show. Because without him, you have no show. It's two mics, okay? Dr. Mike, welcome back to the National Security Hour. A lot of things happened in the last week, so would you like to start it off?
Yeah, well, thank you, Colonel. I was, you know, being elderly and cranky and tired, I was really interested in how they continue to treat the military with such disdain and contempt and illegalities. I saw this week an article that said the Air Force Academy has spent a lot of money to hire a contractor to monitor the cadets' social media to combat something, leaking intelligence, to combat disloyalty in their minds to the United States. Of course, the Air Force is about the least loyal of the services, I would think. But I mean, those kids are there. There's going to be emails on different subjects, but they're mostly going to talk to their parents or to their betrothed or to girlfriends or to other friends. What What business of that is the academies? They were all vetted as part of their recruitment or part of their being given a position in a class there. They would have to be vetted before they came in. They know their background of these guys. What they're doing is looking for people, I think, who are loyal to America in the traditional sense, not in the woke sense or the DEI sense or any of the other senses that seem to be floating around. They're looking for people who are unwilling to kill Americans, I think. And that's a big accusation, but why else would they be doing it? It's a terrible business, but they must have found so far with the way they tried to kill him with the jabs that the attitude within most of the military, at least not in the officer corps, is that they're not too interested in killing their fellow Americans. But this looks like another step, to me anyway, another step toward ensuring that they can be reliable if the time comes to kill people who don't want to be fascists or who don't want to be corporatists or animals like Biden and his party. So I thought
Mike,
this
that's
was.
been floating around a while now, a couple of years, about who's going to kill Americans, who would kill Americans, would Americans turn on Americans? All kinds of things have been out there now for quite a long while. But they're just what I think they're doing is they're just culling the military. They're looking for loyalty to whatever Biden or fascist or Marxist or socialist or communist, because remember, this place, whether it's the military, whether it's judiciary, whether it's legislative, this place is so compromised. And the CCP is like a partner now. You know what I mean? So what do they call that? The social credit scores and things like that, cameras everywhere. I mean, we're a police state. You could just be honest. The bottom line is we're a police state now. You know, just now, just the other day, they picked up a guy in Loudoun County, which everybody knows. If you don't know, that's in western Northern Virginia, right outside of Dulles Airport, who was a, I guess he was an election denier, or he was one of these guys following the elections, and they just picked him and his wife up, and I think he's a minister too. They visited him, and I think he's going to go be going to the Huascal for a couple of days. You know what I mean? So I mean, this is still going on. This January 6th of picking up people who showed up, whether they did damage or not. I mean, how could you deny? Like, you know. One thing I really don't hear on the stump, and maybe one of you guys out there, one of you listeners out there, whether ladies or gentlemen, I should never say guys as a blanket. It's ladies or gentlemen, okay? I'm from the old school. If you know something that I don't know, please write it. Go to the bottom of the footnotes and you can make a comment. I want to know why Trump's not talking about January 6th more. I mean, like, that's the big problem we have. This January 6th thing is really big. People are in jail. And yet, just,
Some of them for 3 years now, I think.
yeah. So, I mean, it's just a matter of like, and the courts are like, well, you know what? So, where is the Constitution? Is the Constitution wrinkled? Is it, did somebody drop an inkwell on it? Did somebody say, well, it depends on how you interpret it? And like the Supreme Court says, well, it's this thing, and if you do it this way and that way, no, it's a constitution. Just read it. And if the Supreme Court cannot read it correctly, bring in an eighth grader. Can we get an eighth grader? I'm sure we can get an eighth grader to replace Kirby. I can't believe the guy's an admiral. Anybody out there, raise your hand, who is of admiral or general rank. Please make a comment. Let us know how this guy became an admiral, because let me tell you something, man. I met a lot of guys that were master chiefs that were much better than this guy. Okay. So.
The additional problem thing with Kirby is that he might be the prototype of all the general officers in the Navy or wherever he came
Well,
from.
you don't know what took place now, you know?
No.
Well, on this channel here, the National Security Hour, we have military and intel experts. You got people on this channel that maybe they can explain this. I have no idea, Mike. I mean, you know, I've been out of the, what do you call it? Out of the circle for a while. It's been years since I've been in the field, let's say. It's been years since you were, you know, active.
20 years this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, you know? So, anybody have an answer? Hey, listen, we'd like you to utilize what they put in this new website, which is that you can make comments on the bottom. You know, if you want to put a, a pseudonym, an anonymous, whatever. Tell us whatever you'd like to tell. You know, make a little comment. We'll be happy to reply. We enjoy comments. We enjoy, you know, anybody writing to us. So,
we,
you know,
we look in the, have to look in the mirror every morning, so we have very thick skins.
What's up on the agenda, Mike? Next.
Let me see what I got here. The bridge in Baltimore.
Oh, whoa. That's a big story there, pal.
It is a big story. And, you know, I want to believe that it's a accident. But I've seen so many films. And you know, you can, and of course, you can doctor films. You never know who's
going to doctor films. You can doctor videos. Okay, let me tell you my take real quick. Within 5 minutes, the United States says there was no terrorism. Amazing. Took them months and years to figure out who was in the Capitol. But in 5 minutes, there was no terrorism. Number one, my take. Number two, in 10 minutes, the people on supposedly on this side of the aisle, this side, the right side, came out with everything that was terrorism. That it was this, it was the CCP, it was China, it was this, it was that, it was this, it was that, it was that, or this. And then none of them were experienced in maritime. Most of them are reporters for either, let's say, internet media or Twitter, you know, things like that, Twitter, social media, whatever. Some of them are investigative reporters who shot out right away. You know, I got intel sources. Well, hey, listen, if you're not going to name at least one source, put Donald Duck, put somebody in there. You know what I mean? I can't swallow that pill. Hey, I got great intel source. Well, let me ask you a question. If you had great intel sources and that intel source was that good, why wasn't he on Fox News or Newsmax? Why wasn't he on the Right Side Broadcasting, OAN? Why wasn't he on Alex Jones? Why wasn't he on somebody else? Why wasn't he on Joe Rogan? Jimmy Dore. Come on, give me something, pal. Everybody, I could say I got sources too. I got tomato sources. I got Alfredo sources. What kind of sources do you like? I mean, come on. It's like comedy. Now, then you have, I would like to see maritime people in the industry, in the shipping industry, who understand about ships. By the way, they're not boats, people. They're not boats, they're ships, okay? Let's get it straight. Ships, S-H-I-P-S. Everybody's like, oh, the big boat. No. And, you know, whether it was propulsion, whether it was, and then again, now you hear the black box is missing 2 minutes, which you don't know if it's true or not. And he went that way. He put the anchor in this way. He went that way, went that way. Starboard port, and look, it took the whole bridge down. Yeah, because the pylons weren't made. The way that bridge is made, you know, you knock one, it was like a matchbook. Everything went down. All the matchsticks came down, right?
But okay. Isn't there something to that, Colonel, that why would it all come down if it was properly built?
Well, I think it was properly built the way that bridge was built. So apparently they didn't do whenever it was built. What, back in the 70s? Okay, so they should have thought about if it takes a hit, what happens? Should a tug, here's another question. Should a tug have gone and brought it under there through the channel to get out?
That's another thing, Colonel, because there were two tugs guiding it into what they called the lane to go underneath the bridge. And they went back quite a distance from reaching the bridge.
Maybe that's not the first time, Mike. Maybe those tugs only go to a certain point, right?
You'd have to have
a maritime pilot or a captain tell you why they go so far. They take them so far. But again, this is not the first ship to go under the bridge. Let's just figure out how many ships went over the years, correct? Okay. Right. So something happened, whether it was cybersecurity, cyberspace, cyber attack. But again, then you hear that, oh, now guess what? Oh, there's a Ukrainian pilot. There's a Ukrainian captain. You know, you don't know. We don't have all the pieces put together. But within 3 days, there was 600,000, a million views on YouTube. And then you had the people saying, look at all the explosions going off on the top of the bridge. Those were actually flashing lights that they exploded when the bridge was going down. Those were not charges, by the way. Okay. A lot of people said, well, look at the top of the bridge. You see, everybody became an expert at, you know,
Well,
what happened?
I think it's that happens all the time. You're correct, but
Yeah.
also, people have been so ingrained now, I think, to having the government lie to them about everything,
Right.
that they're really going to try to find answers themselves instead of waiting for a guy like the Admiral there,
Yeah,
and
but Mike, you'd have to have a naval person, a maritime person,
without
someone
a
with
doubt, Colonel,
credibility.
and
Without
I'm.
what credibility? Not Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, or some
No.
maybe, you know. Oh, I could tell. And you know what? But guess what? There was a guy on Twitter who said something dangerously is going to happen on March 26th. I think he was an MMA fighter, and somebody sent me that, and I'm like, well, who is this guy? And they said he's an MMA fighter, but he said he knew something was going to happen on that date. And I'm like, wow. So he's a Nostradamus, right?
Yeah.
He knew exactly the date it was going to happen. But you know, that's all it says. He says something's going to happen. He didn't say there's going to be a ship crashing. He didn't say there was a cyber attack. The bottom line is the bridge is down. Okay. They were doing the best they can. They're going to have to get the wreckage out to get the cars out and the bodies out. You know, and all you kept hearing is this mantra of closure. We want to give closure to the people. Look, it's a sin. Whatever happened, it's a shame. You lost family members. We get it. But guess what? The closure is they're dead. They're in a car, and they'll surface sooner or later. They'll get them up. You'll get the body, and you could do the burial. You know what I mean? It's a very sad fact what happened. The people that went down. But now we're witnessing. Well, it's all about what happened to immigrants. What happened to immigrants that might have been legal? Immigrants that might have not been legal. We're now surfacing on, you know, what, and you could just tell the slip and fall lawyers are going to be there. They're going to be suing everybody from here, there, and everywhere. Okay. Let's just put it that way. And multi-million dollar suits are going to be flying around. You know, what happened? It's a shame, man. Listen, it's a dangerous job. You're on a bridge. A car could come and smash and kill you, you know, when you're doing pothole work, right? And, did they pick on them because they were immigrants? Did they pick on them because they were legal immigrants? Did they pick on them because they were illegal immigrants? No, these guys go looking for work. They want to work. So they're working. Whether it's dangerous or not, they're going to make money. They work, right? Some of them were probably nice people in the community. You know, who knows? Nobody knows. But, you know, they play it up because we have this open border. You know what I mean? They're going to make a mishmash, like mashed potatoes. You know what I'm saying? They're going to make mashed potatoes out of this thing. All right. So are we coming up? Yeah, we're coming up right now. We got to take a break, and we're going to let you visit the sponsors, listen to the ads, and we'll see you on the other side.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Healthycell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Hey, welcome back. We're on the National Security Hour on AmericaOutloud.news. Your host today, the two Mikes, Dr. Michael Scheuer and Colonel Mike. We're happy to be back once again. So, on this segment, I'd like to discuss a little bit about what they did, how they replaced the Easter holiday in America. Well, Dr. Mike has got a little information on that. And I'd also like to touch on the next eclipse, which will be coming up, I guess, in about another few days. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen. It's going to hit all these cities, and the name Nineveh is in there. And who knows, maybe Babylon's going to come through. I have no idea. All I know is it's like Y2K and everything else. You know, we hold our breath, it comes by, and then it's like, oh, gee, what happened? So, Dr. Mike, why don't you open it up?
Well, I'm not much of an astronomer, but I guess there's going to be a total eclipse on the 8th of March. And from what we've read in the media and heard from various commentators, the local sheriffs have been training in the spots where the eclipse is going to be for over 2 years with the Department of Homeland Security.
Sounds heavy to me.
Yeah. And also the Department of Homeland Security is going to deploy its thugs. I guess the same kind of people they would send to New Orleans for the hurricane or to Maui for the intentionally set fires to some of these places or most of these places. And they're going to take in a National Guard people with them. And the sheriffs in the states where the main viewing of this eclipse have issued warnings, and the Department of Homeland Security also have issued papers suggesting that people have extra food and extra water in their cars in case something happens, whatever that means, that they should have cash in case they have to be away from home for a prolonged period. And
Sounding creepy to me, Mike. It's sounding creepy. How about jack-o'-lanterns? Are you supposed to have jack-o'-lanterns?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, Colonel. I think that most of the jack-o'-lanterns are on the head of the DHS guys.
But some serious stuff going on here.
It's another one. It's like the bridge in some ways. What the hell is going on that they need? There's nothing rare about an eclipse. We probably have eclipses or two every year. I guess this is more rare because it's completely blocks out the sun. But they've just been talking so much about it. And the other thing is, it's very much one of those astronomical occurrences that are very popular with devil worshipers and ancient cultures.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're going to come out in full force. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the sun's gone. Unless you kill 10,000 people, you know, it won't come back. So go ahead and do that. That was popular, you know, Aztec and that kind of crap. But I mean, what is going on? It's the best it used to be is get a special pair of glasses or pop a hole in a milk carton and let the light come through and you can see, what's going on without hurting your eyes.
Just get a beach chair, put a special pair of glasses on, yeah. You know, watch the party, and then do the, what do they call that? The tailgating. Have some food at the tailgating party and go home. But apparently they must have insight. So maybe
they're either insight or they're planning on doing something themselves.
Who knows?
All kinds of things. Yeah, that they're going to do something, or they're training for martial law, or
maybe around the world in 80 days, the balloon's coming back from CCP Island. Oh, wait, I know what's going on. P. Diddy's going to fly his jet through the eclipse.
That's
P. Diddy. The white jet is called the Bronco.
Well, I don't know what it is, Colonel, but it's, again, in an environment where the government can't be trusted at virtually every level in every state and across the nation.
Oh, come on. This is the most transparent government, Michael.
Yeah, even a little more than Obama's, I guess. Yeah.
You know, Sleepy Joe, you got to give it to him. I mean, Obama lit up the White House with the gay stuff, the gay flag, remember?
Yeah.
But Sleepy Joe says, "Dad, that's Mickey Mouse. Not for me. I'm going to go the whole bit. I'm going to wipe out the Easter holiday for the Christian people and just going to go and change it. You know, we got to have something else going on.
Yeah.
Remember, in the beginning, it was tolerance. Just be tolerant. And tolerance became intolerant. Now, I'm going to pose a question to the audience, ladies and gentlemen. When you went to your service, your Easter service, whether you're Catholic, Protestant, non-denominational, non-demonational, whatever it is that you follow, okay? Baha'i, Hindu, Buddha, whatever. Did you hear from your preacher at the pulpit anything about today? The transition day, that day. Did you hear about it? Did they say, oh, geez, the government just went in and ripped out Easter? Did anybody hear about it? If you did, please let us know. Because I'll guarantee you they had a canned sermon that they saved, recycled, or bought online about he is risen, and not a word in 99% of these places telling you anything about the transition day. No. Yeah, outside in the parking lot. What do you think about this, Gene? I don't know, Margaret. What do you think?
You know what was really upsetting to me about this? They say this has been in place for a couple of years. I've never heard of it before, but maybe it has been. But this is a particular case. You could have announced it on during the week or something if you wanted to. But Biden announces it. It's called the Day of Transgender Visibility. to honor the contribution made by these freaks. Wrecking the military, I guess, is one of them. And I don't know what the rest
of it all boils down to one thing, Dr. Michael Scioia votes. They're great at the game. They know how to play the abortion ticket. They know how to set up the Supreme Court to get it, you know, where it's right around an election time. If you watch like I do, I watch what Democrats talk about and think about and what they say. It's all, as far as they're concerned, this election's in the bag for Biden because it's all about abortion. We are a culture of death in this country. 50% at least, 50%, maybe a little bit more with the Republicans who agree. But we're a culture of death. Abortion is a right. But look, the trick word is pro-choice. Or reproductive. The new one is reproductive rights. How do you reproduce when you're killing? Just tell me how that works out. Reproductive rights. Okay. It's not reproductive. Okay. It's counter than reproductive. Everything with them is a twist on words. So right now,
it's the right to murder. Yeah. What it is.
And right now, what they're doing is they're raising funds and they're getting candidates, even locally right here in Maryland. They got a lady running. A black lady running for senator, and she's for reproductive rights, which puts the other guy out of the box, although he's pro-choice, okay? But she's the candidate because, again, they're lining up how many blacks they can have in Maryland. You're as blue as you could be. You don't need any more blacks. It ain't going to change anything. Black here, black there, white here. Doesn't matter. You're not returning to anything close to what you were years ago. And it's all about now here, there's two Democrats, two liberal Democrats, two progressive Democrats, two communist Democrats, whatever you want to call them, fighting for the same seat. But the reason she's more qualified, she's a woman. One, check the box. Two, black. OK. And she's going to make sure that you have reproductive rights. But she's also going to make sure, just like he's going to make sure if he wins, that they got a cushy job for life. It's like being on a Supreme Court. You know, they have to carry you out in a box like Feinstein. You know, and then we find out they're worth $130 million, you know, and $180,000 salary now, Mike?
Yeah, 170 something. I think that's right.
So there we go. There we go. Transgender replaces. It just shows you. Excuse me. What is that called again? I always forget. Oh, Judeo-Christian nation. We're a Judeo-Christian nation. How dare you talk like that, Colonel Mike? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm trying to bring it out here. So you can look in the mirror and say, are we a nation of Judeo-Christian values? Are we a nation of Christian values? Are we even a Christian nation anymore? You know what I mean? You know, so just that's where I'm coming from. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough to say. In fact, we are a Christian nation, although so many people, as you said about clerics, have been cowed into cowering because of their tax exemption or because they're not really learning the Bible in the way it should be taught in their seminaries.
And those are called cemeteries now. That's why they're not. Remember, we had Bishop Smith on one time, and he said the only thing you don't bring to a seminary or a theological conference is a Bible. You don't need it. They don't even discuss it.
Yeah. Well, the audacity, though, of instead of saying this stuff about this day of visibility on Thursday or Wednesday last week, he puts it right out on Easter. And he in the proclamation at the very end of it, he says, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Oh,
they're really good. They're really good at it. Look, they're good at what they do, man. They're good at what they do. But you know, we have cardinals, we have bishops, we have popes. We have a pope that's on the program because he's part of the New World Order and the One World Religion. We have cardinals and we have bishops. You know, they just, hey, I got to stay in my lane because you know what? I didn't rout out everybody that was a homosexual. So I got to be cool over here. You know what I'm saying? And they knew what they were doing, man, with the pedophile stuff. They knew what they were doing years ago. Taking down the priests and taking down the Boy Scouts, you know, and ripping the Boy Scouts apart and ripping the church apart. And you're going to have diehard, dyed-in-the-wool Catholics getting mad at this conversation. Colonel Mike, how dare you? Well, I'm telling you the truth. The church is dead. D-E-A-D. On arrival. O-A. Okay? Anything you want to say, you can put it in the comment column. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I think that's, unfortunately, that's, I've tried to put off that feeling or idea for a long time, but the ability to attack Christianity in this country now, it's almost a prize if you do it, and it's certainly a penalty if you don't. It's a ridiculous situation for us, and the sooner we can get our legs under us and say, wait a minute, you know, you guys are worshiping female baby murderers, child abusers, child rapists, illegal aliens. What is your faith? And the answer is money.
Exactly.
Money and power. That's what they believe in.
They worship Baal and Mammon.
Yeah.
Baal and Mammon. Hey, listen, I'm almost to the level right now of getting my diploma in common sense Christianity, okay? Bottom line is, if you don't read the Bible, don't let anybody read it to you because they don't even know what they're talking about, okay? And I think cathedrals are beautiful. I think they were built, I look at some of these Irish and Spanish cathedrals, oh my gosh, how did they do it? They were using bamboo sticks to get up that high, right? With the way they put the marble and the architecture is just brilliant. I mean, you say, how did they do this? 1160, 1270, 1430, 1520. How did they do this? They can't even make buildings like that today. And we have all these, you know, things that you go as high as you want. But the point is, we can't even make a
bridge.
Yeah. But the point is, you had all these mausoleums and cathedrals, right? And they're just empty now. You know, who's preaching? Who's speaking? The old school Catholic, the old school Episcopalian, the old school Protestant, Presbyterian, they're all on the tricolor alert. 501c3 and LBGT me, then, you know, I'm good to go, baby. You know what I mean? I ain't bothering nobody. And guess what? Give us some of that money on the border. We'll process those people, whether it's the Hebrew Society, Lutherans, the Catholics. But the Catholics, I got to listen. Got to give it to you guys, stronger than death. You'll go right to the sword. Let them put it right through your head before you get it. You know what I mean? You got to wake up and tell the church, stop being dead. All churches. Okay. That's why we have a lot of home churches now, Mike. We're like China. A lot of people are doing Bible in the house. And ladies and gentlemen, if God is not in this country with us, we are in trouble, big trouble. The nation, like the old school Bible says in the Old Testament, you remember that guy came out, the king came out and says, oh, sackcloth and ashes, everybody, we have to repent. And he gave them what, another 120 years or something like that?
Yeah.
I think it was in Nineveh, right, at that time. And now we go, oh, by the way, that thing, Mike, Nineveh, that's the name of this this eclipse. It's something about Nineveh. So it's tied into the Bible name Nineveh.
I heard that there was 10 or 12 places in the United States that are called Nineveh that are directly under the track of this eclipse. So I think that's one of the relations they're making with Nineveh.
Well, we'll see what happens. Don't hold your breath. I'd get a couple of chocolate bars and maybe a couple of bottles of water, good pair of sunglasses, and, you know, watch the show. Just watch the show. And then watch the crackpots come out on Twitter and YouTube. You know, you're going to have the Nostradamus and Einstein division of social media coming out and tell you, you know what that meant? You know what that meant? You didn't know what that meant, right? And the guy who's telling you that has as much experience as an ant, okay? So, and ants have more experience, by the way. Mike, we got to wrap it up in a couple of minutes. Go to it. Go ahead.
Well, I think what I'd like to talk to, if it's next time or on the next segment, if you're willing, is these judges that are now coming up with the idea that U.S. citizens should not be armed, but it's okay to arm illegals. There's been a couple of them in Hawaii and in Illinois. And the idea that they're guaranteeing guns to illegal aliens and confiscating ours is in some ways another, like the Air Force Academy, arming people, only wanting people in this country who are willing to do what the government tells them in terms of violence against American citizens who impose what Biden's doing to the country. And it really, I think it should have a little more prominence in the news than it has, and even on the alternative media. It's an astounding thing. And it also goes to a deeper problem, which is you can find a judge in this country who will support anything you want, from murdering babies to guarding or to arming illegals to allowing illegals to vote in elections without citizenship or any kind of documentation. You have to wonder if this is not the result of this, what do they call it nowadays? DEI? And the wreckage that's happened to our law schools, our medical schools, all the schools that support very important parts of our society, medical and legal for two. And what kind of people are they now producing? You know, are you going to have to decide, geez, I'm not going to that here. I don't want any part of that judge because he's a DEI judge. I think that's where it's going. You know, I don't know what else to say about that, but I think it's a very big danger for us. If they're teaching lawyers who graduate and then do what they've done to Trump and they're being applauded for doing that without cause, equality before the law is really out the window.
All right, Mike, we got to go to break.
Right.
And we'll let the listeners listen to the advertisers, visit the sponsors, and we'll see you on the other side.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Hey, we're back. Final segment on the National Security Hour with Dr. Mike, Colonel Mike. Always happy to be back. 8 p.m. Monday Eastern Standard Time, National Security Hour, 5 days a week. Don't forget AmericaOutloud.news 24/7. AmericaOutloud.news 24/7, where you come to hear all the news. There's a lot of things you can look at every day, but check out AmericaOutloud.news. And don't forget the Sunday show, Viewpoint. Malcolm's got a kick-ass show in the morning. And we have so many other great shows on this network. I mean, I'm just checking in on a few of them. You know, I think there's a lot of great shows and there's a lot of great hosts and there's a lot of smart people. You got Dr. Peter Bregan, right? You got others on here. So check us out, AmericaOutloud.news 24/7. Nice new website, crisp, clear. New shows are up too. All right, so Mike, we're on the final segment. Why don't you open it up? Because I want to look at something I had for today's show, but you check it out. Start it up for us. Okay, thank you.
All right. I was just going to mention that this week ahead is another, apparently the Israelis and the Gazans, Palestinians, couldn't come to an agreement on a ceasefire. And now the Israelis are going to invade I guess there's 200,000 people in a broken up city already, in a place called Rafah, which if I'm correct, it's near the Egyptian border. And they're going to go in there on, maybe they had started already, but there's going to be another bloodletting there. And it's going to be interesting to see how American leaders again absolve themselves of any responsibility for arming Israel to do this kind of thing. Personally, Israel can do whatever it wants to the Palestinians, and the Palestinians likewise can do whatever they want to the Israelis. It's just a situation where they hate each other. It's like the Ulstermen and the Irish for a couple of centuries before they were able to come to a pact and give their country away to illegal aliens and other kinds of folks that drifted into there under the auspices of the British government. But the idea that we continue to fund a country that is clearly an enemy of America, over which we have no influence, but we are the inheritors of any negative thing they do, whether it's they're shooting kids because they're throwing rocks into Israel, killing people by suffocation in hotels in the Emirates, or simply bombing apartment buildings and hospitals and other things. What we want from that is hard to understand. Why we want anything from that? I think the right thing too is to say blessings on both of you. We're going to take the phone off the hook, and we don't want to hear from you anymore.
Which would never happen, Dr. Michael Shore. You've been around this a long time.
Well,
and we're just dreaming on that one. It'll never happen. You have too many people that have dual citizenships in America, in the Congress. You have too many people that are compromised. You have too many people that are blackmailed. Remember, we had Ghislaine Maxwell and we had Jeffrey Epstein. It's a dream. It's a dream that we should want to see come true, right? But it's not going to happen. Okay, we're going to be there no matter what. You got a guy, Mike Johnson, now. And the thing with him is he's going to invite BB because Joe's mad at BB. And, if I invite BB to speak in the House, we had Ukrainian. We have all these people coming and speaking in the House except for the people that own this house, which is us.
Yeah.
When we go there to speak, we go to jail. We get locked up, right? But well, everybody else can go there. Come on, talk to me.
I'm not unfamiliar with the power of money, but can can 500 American congressmen and senators get enough money from the Israelis, probably using money we give them and then using it as bribes again back to Americans? Can they really control or destroy those 525 senators and congressmen? They're concerned for their own country? Why would any American want to carry a foreign passport? That, I think, is illegal anyway, but you can't get a passport without swearing allegiance to another country. It's implicit in carrying.
But it's never stopped any of them, Mike.
No, I know it. That's because the laws aren't enforced, I think, Colonel.
Right.
And
no, not that you think they aren't enforced, because they were enforced, these people would not be in Congress.
I mean, anybody with two passports should be barred from ever holding a public office under the United States government. I would think under state governments also.
I bet you can't even do that in Nicaragua or El Salvador. How's that?
Or China.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to show up to work and say, oh, yeah, I have a passport from Canada, too. Unless it was made for you by the Chinese intelligence service for a purpose. But what is in the mind of these people? And to leave Americans high and dry with the way the prices are in this country and the apparently developing food shortages, and they blithely sign checks for Israel, for Ukraine, or any other dump in the world, rather than to help Americans here at home.
Let's just do elementary stuff here. Let's just say, for instance, okay, they're crying about we got a $30 trillion deficit. We got to fund every few months. You hear we have to fund the government. We can't close the government, and then they tell you, well, you know, it's really hard. This is bad. The economy's good. The economy's bad. You know, and then one day they wake up, okay, $200 million for this guy, $200 billion for this guy, $1 billion for that guy. Let's give some money to this one in USAID. Well, you could just take that money and give it to us. And then he wakes up and says, okay, I'm going to give away $11 billion in school loans. I'm going to just, hey, we're going to wipe that out for you. $11 billion. What? What are you talking about? What about us?
And the point you always make is a very good one, that they don't have any money of their own.
Exactly.
All of their money comes from us, from the citizen, or from their excessive printing of money.
Okay, so is that the reason? Is that the reason they wanted to put 80,000 more IRS agents?
Yeah.
Because they know at some point the people are not going to put up with this forever.
Yeah.
Right?
And they also wanted to squeeze people who were making a little extra money on YouTube, or not YouTube, maybe YouTube.
eBay or something eBay. Like that, yeah.
Yeah. They want to squeeze you until the pips squeak.
But nobody gets a problem if their kid is connected to somebody powerful and decides to take millions of dollars from foreign countries and foreign interest to sway something, we would call sway it. Okay.
How ridiculous it is, Colonel, that the IRS now has about 30% of the strength of the entire U.S. military. What kind of madness is that?
That's called you voted for the wrong Republicans. That's what that's called. And Democrats love it because they can weaponize anything. See?
And for more than a decade, the U.S. government has been buying enormous amounts of small arms, rifles and pistols for agencies that should have nothing to do with armaments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But on our side, we make movies about people that we think are going to be great in the next administration. We have our heroes like Batman and Robin. And Superman and Hulk. I mean, it's incredible. The rah-rah rallies, you know, yeah, MAGA, 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 MAGA. Yeah, I get it. Okay, MAGA's cool. I get it. But do you understand it? That's the question.
Yeah.
I want to ask the audience, do they understand it? You know, these people do not walk on water. You need to peel the onion, as Colonel Mike says, and find out who the freak these people are that you're just putting on pedestals. Even Trump, you got to question Trump in a lot of ways too.
Well, I think
he's the best. Mike, he's the best. He's the best. He's the best. How many times have we heard it, Mike? Oh, he's the best of the best. The best. That's the last guy. Well, he's the best we could get. It's always, it's better to take this guy than that guy. We've been doing this for 30 years, right?
Or longer. Yep.
Yeah. In fact, guess what? There was a shill in Washington I read the other day. You talk about a grifter party. They had a grifter party at the Capitol Grill for a former senator, grifter for life. He did the whole, whatever, how many, 20-something years. Richard Shelby still in town. Yeah, imagine that. And they had a party for Richard Shelby, very, very strong, strong supporter of in the Republican Party, who probably signed on to the Patriot Act, NDAA, and everything else. You know.
Oh yeah, he was a war lover.
Yeah, loved war. They had a party for him, you know, at the Capitol Grill. You know, remember, here's the deal: why do we spend so much money? Simple people, very simple. Why we spend so much money? Why is the military industrial complex so complex that they get a lot of money? Why does the Pentagon get $980 billion? And you never hear a freaking word from our retired officers about that. $980 billion can't close a border. $980 billion can't close a border. Not a word. Okay? Like to see somebody out there punch in the bag. What do I got to call Mike Tyson for this stuff? Okay? Not a word. $980 billion. We ain't going to go against our own people. We know everybody, right? No. $980 billion, we can't close the border. Okay? So why do we spend all this money? Why do we have all this budget to spend this money? Because the people who are in Congress eventually go to work for special interests, which is called lobbyists, which is on K Street and all these other places, Tyson's Corner, Virginia. And what happens to the guys that are in the military? Same thing. Grift to the left, grift to the right, grift to the east, grift to the west. They go and get on boards. You remember a guy named Colin Powell? He started on one board. And he had about 5-6 boards when he was all done. Okay? And guess what? He's not spending that money he made. He's in the ground now. Okay? And he was a strong warrior. He was the guy that stood there at the UN. WMDs. You know what the WMD is, ladies and gentlemen, today? Fentanyl. Fentanyl, it's WMD, and nobody said a damn thing about it. No politician, no former military people, nobody saying nothing. It's fentanyl. Corporations are involved by being in China's pocket. Look, we can't blame, I'm going to say this, Mike, we can't blame China for everything. We could blame them for some of the things, but our guys are just as guilty. Okay? And it's easy to point a finger at China. So you just make everybody look the other way. It's like a magic trick to be called Monty.
Colonel, right? In some ways, that's true about all our foreign policy. Because you can't blame the Israelis for taking advantage of corrupt.
They're just smarter than us. That's all.
Congress. You can't.
They're just smarter.
What could be smarter than the rest of NATO waiting for us to pay for their military?
Mm-hmm.
For their defenses. A lot of this stuff, the enemies we have in the world, NATO and Israel and not China or Russia, but the rest, our friends, our allies, our friends, they're the ones that suck the most out of the American treasury.
And then because they know we're a war country and a war economy.
Yeah.
Okay. And they know that we could print faster than we could speak. We could print faster than we walk. Okay. So I'm just saying it like it is. You may not like what I'm saying today. You may want to even turn this show off. You might have turned it off already. Okay. I don't care. Bottom line is I'm telling it like it is. You know, I'm all for American patriotism. I'm all for America. Okay. I'm all for attacking the CCP. But when you let this crap that goes on at the border, let all these people in military age men, you must have heard it 50 times a day. Military-aged Chinese men coming in. They're not coming in here to get wives. They're not coming in here looking for blonde-haired, blue-eyed women. They're not looking for black women. They're not looking for melanin half. They're not looking for biracials.
And they're
here for
jobs,
a freaking reason. No, they're not here for jobs. They come over the border. In no time, they're in a desert. They're practicing with high-power weapons that we got to show IDs to buy and get cleared by the FBI and the ATF, okay? How is it that they're at the border? You know why? Because the Chinese are bringing the weapons in from one way, place to another. They know where to go. Now, if you want to track this stuff, you go to Lauren Sellin, S-E-L-L-I-N, on Twitter. Watch the movement. You go to Michael Yon, Michael Y-O-N, on Twitter. Watch the movements. You want truth tellers? You want to know who's the double agents in the country? You go to Michael Waller, W-A-L-L-E-R. He has a book, Big Intel. Okay? He's tracked it. You want to know why one guy's sitting in a jail and another guy's not? You go to Michael Waller, W-A-L-L-E-R. Hey, we're not stupid. We know people. We're military and intel experts, but you didn't fool us. Mike and I cannot be fooled. Get it? We're from the old school. We take no money. We're not patriots. What a why. Our show, Two Mics, is sponsored by affiliates. A couple of bucks comes in. We don't do this for a living. Even on this network, AmericaOutloud.news, we don't take a penny. We don't get anything. Although I should get some sniffle juice, I'll be honest with you. Okay. But the truth is, learn the truth. Find out who the enemy is. And as they say, in the wire or under wire, well, lift the wire and see who's in the wire. And why aren't people with bigger voices speaking about it? How many are compromised? Not just in politics, in education, in the churches, in the media, on social media. How many are compromised? Many, many, many. Mike, I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Well, I think we're just about out of time, and I couldn't agree more, Colonel. The problem with NATO, the problem with Israel, is shame on us for not respecting the rights of this republic, the protection of this republic, and most of all, the pockets of American citizens.
My last word will be prepare for war. We probably will be in war because we always go to war when it's bankruptcy. Remember what happened? Remember what the great FDR, Saint FDR, did? How do you get out of a depression? How do you handle a hungry man? Remember that commercial? Go to war. Go to war. Campbell's soups. Don't worry. Man sandwiches. Right? We're going to go to war. And you know what? We're a great nation. We can go to war. We've been going around doing war. I mean, I don't know, since I'm a kid. We've been under the desk. We did all of that stuff. And yet Putin's the bad guy now. Remember, Putin's bad guy. Now, we didn't even get into the what's the recycled news on that story. But you know what? He knows how to take care of those people in 10 minutes. And they're done. A couple of ears come off, and it's over. Look, China, Russia, Iran, whatever, they're tired of the U.S. policy and the U.S. propaganda.
And Americans ought to be tired of it.
And Americans should wake up to the fact that they did not attack us. Yes, China has infiltrated us. but remember who allowed it. Just remember who allowed it. The same guys who locked up people protesting at the Capitol. Okay? The same guys. We don't have to mention any names. You're bright enough to know if you're listening to the show who it is. And I want to hear more voices on our network, America Out Loud. News. I want to hear it on the National Security Hour. Okay. Not regurgitation. I want to hear it. What are you going to do about it? The election's going to be tanked, most likely. What are you going to do about it? Hey, I want to thank my co-host, Dr. Michael Shore. Hey, thank you for coming aboard. Thank you for coming on, Mike.
Glad to be here, Colonel.
And with Liberty and Justice for All, we thank you for joining us on the mission. The National Security Hour is the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. Now replay this from the beginning and listen to that music. Get a little bit of patriotism. Bye-bye.